program for Thursday Wellness. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. The reality of God. God is real. The evidence of God can be seen in nature. We see the almighty power. We see the intelligence that governs the things of nature. But that's not enough for us to get a full comprehension of God. The Bible is what we go to get a revelation of God in reference to himself, in relation to mankind, and the unfolding of his plan for man. We can see God in nature, but we cannot see God in nature that will bring us to salvation. We must have a revelation of God concerning himself, and that's where the Bible comes in. The Bible is full of references to the reality of God from cover to cover, and it tells us about his awesome attributes. When we study the Bible, we find that we're dealing with absolutes in every sense of the word when we're talking about God, and using the most expressive terms when trying to describe him. Let's just talk about some of the attributes of God, and then eventually we're going to get around to applying those in a practical way to our lives. I'd like to say one thing about God to start with. Just a simple fact, as we read in Hebrews 11:6, it says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." So we would say first, God is. We must believe that God is. Genesis 1:1 says, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth." In the beginning God. And also, in talking about God, Jesus said in John 4:24, "God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." That shows God's contrast to man and his physical creation, is that God is spirit, and of course we are a spirit in a physical body. So God is spirit. Another thing that can be said about God is that God is almighty. Such scriptures as Revelation 19, verse 6, we find to be very interesting. "And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth." What about this word omnipotent? It just simply means all-powerful. God is all-powerful. There's no limitations to his power. Isn't that wonderful to think about? There is such a person like this. We're just mentioning these great truths about God. We have many more to say, and then point out lessons from these attributes. I thank you for listening today.